I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Frustration is growing here on the East Coast with power companies. In New York, Governor Cuomo reportedly had to track down a senior executive of National Grid in Europe, where the utility company is headquartered. In Connecticut, a dairy farm is running milking machines and fans to cool cows off a tractor hooked to a generator, burning about $350 worth of diesel fuel a day. Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley has launched an inquiry into how utility companies prepared. Almost 2 million people are still without power in the wake of Irene. Ted Curry is Director of Energy Studies at the Public Utility Research Center at the University of Florida. He joins us from Gainesville. So, Ted, what are you seeing? Was there a failure to properly prepare or respond here?
Time to be asking the questions, the types of questions that are being asked now, is actually before the storm hits. In the state of Florida, the utilities here were affected greatly by the hurricane seasons in 2004 and 2005, where we had 10 named storms. And that has resulted in a number of different initiatives. And one of them is a gathering of the utilities and the Public Service Commission every May before storm season begins to talk about the preparations that utilities have made. That really requires a partnership. They all have to get together and talk about what's technically feasible, what it's going to cost.
Well, and you say this is one of your observations, that there needs to be more communication between the power companies and the states, not just before, I'm guessing, but we're seeing during. You know, as we said, Governor Cuomo has had a hard time getting in touch with some executives. But on the other hand, utility companies have said they've had crews out. They've brought in crews from other parts of the country. As we're going into, you know, day 4 and 5 with no power for a lot of people, do you think it could have been faster?
You really don't know the extent of the problems unless you're in the field.
Right.
So second guessing can be very difficult. I think it's best to address a lot of these questions before the disaster even strikes.
Well, and as we said, though, some states are going to take a look back, including Massachusetts, just to see what happened and prepare for the future. But in Connecticut, you have people in one part of the state saying that the utility company there is favoring another part of the state. You know, this is an east-west debate. The utility company saying they've got 800 crews out on the road. People in the eastern part of the state saying they're not seeing them. So these are questions that will have to be addressed after, you know, the dust settles. Meanwhile, you also spoke this week with NPR's Robert Siegel about underground power lines. Are those the solution here? Because we're hearing that underground sewer lines, for instance, were washed away when roads flooded. When you have this amount of flooding and damage, it may not be a tree taking down an above ground power line, but won't it be a flood washing away a below ground line?
You're really not eliminating any risk when you do that. You're simply shifting the risk from risk to wind damage to the risk of water inundation. And so to underground or to not underground, there is no answer that works in every situation.
Especially since, as we've seen, you know, this was thought to be a coastal storm and much of the damage was inland. So you can't second guess these things yet. But you mentioned cost, and a couple of questions. First, if the utility companies had brought even more crews in from other parts of the country than they did, and nothing had happened, then they still have to pay for it and rates go up, I'm imagining consumers would have been just as angry then. I mean, it's a real crapshoot.
It is. The utility also runs the risk that the Public Service Commission in their state decides that, for whatever reason, that cost was not prudently incurred, in which case they don't allow it to be recovered in rates. And the utility has to weigh the risk of non-recovery whenever it makes a decision of any expenditure.
You also say that when it comes to cost, Americans really don't pay as much as, for instance, they do in Europe. Europeans pay twice what we pay for electricity in this country.
Some countries in Europe, Germany, for example, pay 4 to 5 times what we pay for electricity. The state of the infrastructure does reflect how much money is invested. And I think the consumers in this country have spoken pretty clearly that they want low energy prices. But you also have the situation where you get what you pay for.
Ted Curry, Director of Energy Studies at the Public Utility Research Center at the University of Florida. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, coming up, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, they all have new anti-bullying laws in place for this school year. But schools are wondering, do they really need anti-bullying specialists in one case? And when is social media their responsibility? That's in 30 seconds here and now.